Farm Bureau turns 87. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
This will be the 87th convention that we're having here at the Tennessee Farm Bureau, and I look forward to seeing all the people across the state and leaders from one end of the state to the other come to Middle Tennessee and to work on issues that affect agriculture. And
Cumberland County beef producer Lacey Upchurch is president of the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation, and tomorrow the group kicks off their annual meeting in Franklin as more than 1,500 Farm Bureau leaders are expected for their three-day convention.
We always have a really good delegate session and decide on what policy we're going to follow throughout the year, and that's really the way our grassroots organization works. Is those leaders from all across the state will decide on what our policies are and how we will look at issues throughout the next year.
And there will be voting delegates from all 95 counties at the convention to decide on their policy resolutions. The business session will be held Monday and Tuesday, and Lacey Upchurch says decisions made now by Farm Bureau leaders are more important than ever.
I tell you, the economic situation that we're seeing today and a lot of the issues that we're dealing with in agriculture are probably more important than any time in my lifetime. And I think the Farm Bureau organization is probably more important today than it's ever been, because we can speak as one voice and we can be a lot more effective in getting legislation passed.
Now, the Farm Bureau Convention will also feature a farm issue showcase. Senator Bob Corker is expected to address the farm leaders on Tuesday. And tomorrow, young farmers and ranchers from across the state will begin their annual meeting, where they will have a discussion meet contest and select a new state committee. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.